It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without an episode to listen to. Hey, I don't know. I was feeling myself. I had just listened to Aaliyah and I have been in the groove anyway, hoping everything is good, hoping everything is great. November 4th was the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. Yay! That was the first episode and y'all, life has been lifing. So I did take some days off, some weeks, matter of fact. When it's time to take the moments that you need, do so and don't apologize for it. So I'm back. Now, this episode title came today at the moment in which I'm speaking of right now. And I was talking to a friend and we were speaking on affirmations. And she said, you know, sometimes I'm thumbing through social media and I see an affirmation that resonates with me. But then the affirmation don't be affirmating. And I wonder if anybody has ever been in that place. And I said, you know what? That's a great idea. That's a great podcast topic. And so I want to talk about when the affirmations ain't affirmating. Gosh darn it. I believe in affirmations. I believe that words are powerful, but I also believe that actions are powerful as well. You know, they always say actions speak louder than words, and we have to put those two in action in order for them to work. So when we think about affirmations and reading them, I know a lot of us scroll through social media and again, we see what resonates with us. I am strong. I am powerful. I'm understanding. I'm loving. I am honest. I am true. And it resonates and it feels great. And it is empowering in the moments in which we speak them and we say them out loud and we affirm ourselves. But one thing about affirmations that I've learned is that we can't just say it one time and then keep it moving. We have to continuously tell ourselves that the affirmations that we believe, the words that we believe will empower us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But also, what are we doing on the back end to ensure that the words that we are speaking out loud is coming together and is actionable? So for example, if my affirmation is that I am beautiful, then I want to believe that wholeheartedly I am beautiful and I am enough. So the things that I say to myself when I'm, you know, come on, because we are women, right? And I got some men in here, and I'm sure y'all got girlfriends or wives, or maybe not sisters, cousins, aunties. When we get into the moment where we feel bloated, and feeling bloated make us feel fat. And so we stand in the mirror and we tell ourselves, oh, I feel fat today. Or even having a physical issue. Telling ourselves that we are not worthy and that we're not pretty enough. Something about our hair we don't like. And so we summarize that as being ugly, not being beautiful enough. Something about the way our skin looks. Something about the way that maybe an attire looks on our body that makes us feel so unseen and not as beautiful. But if I'm affirming to myself that I am beautiful, that means that I am beautiful in any light, in any direction, no matter what I put on, no matter what my skin looks like today or my hair, or if I lost 10 pounds or gained 20. When I say that I am loved, I'm saying that I am loved without conditions. I am enough to be loved by you, you, and you, but especially myself. I cannot affirm to myself that I am loved, but in the moments, many moments, I say to myself, I'm not lovable. Maybe by the past traumas that I have experienced as a person, maybe by the past traumas you experienced as a person that has taken love away from you. But how can you affirm that you are loved and you are lovable if you are taking that away from yourself? I always say, and I have said this many times before I believe that I can love someone else, I have to love within myself. It starts with me, because if I love myself wholeheartedly, I mean true to the depths of my soul and the reality in which I live in, then I can carry that love to someone else. And that love will empower me to strongly love me and then secondly, love them. So my affirmation of love has to stick and it has to be actionable in the way that I treat myself. I am resilient. You know, there are moments in which we will see many facets of ourselves. We will, you know, go through a journey that will cause us to stop and reassess ourselves and also the things that we need to do in order to get better and to move along in that journey. Resilience is one of those things that tells you to keep going, keep persevering. You got it. I believe in you. But if you always tell yourself that you're not able to get to the other side, that you're a failure, that everything that you have done has never amounted to anything, that you won't be prosperous, that you will never enjoy the fruits of your labor, then you will not. It is the things that we say. You do understand that the negative can cross out the positive. It takes so much for us to think clearly and positive to ourselves. And then a negative can cancel all of those things out. So what are you doing when it comes to the word of resilience to get you through? What are you doing to make sure that resilience is steadfast in the way that you're living, the way that you're thinking, the way that you're doing, and the way that you are showing up? Affirmations are solely the action or process of affirming something or being affirmed. It is believing that what you are saying also coincides with what you will do. And it's not a temporary word or phrase that delivers you in the moment. It is a continuance that you have to keep telling yourselves in the moments in which you want to quit. And while we're on the subject of affirmations, I want to link this to something that I introduced as well that was questioned by the person who brung this subject up because she had not known of this term and it's called toxic positivity. Many times in our lives, in order to escape what it is that we are feeling or what the world and what life is showing us, we ignore them and say, oh, I'm fine. Everything is fine. I'm moving as I should be moving and I'm going to be okay. And that is all well and good if you believe it. But when it's mixed into issues that are really underneath and showing itself every single day, it is not okay and it is time for you to deal with it. So I want to link the two because maybe the reason why the affirmations ain't affirmating, baby, is because you are linking toxic positivity into the words, only saying them out loud, but not doing the work, which goes back to the actions. You know, I say this, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. This is why for me to, I don't go deep into religion. I know that people believe in different things, but I'll say this. When it comes to prayer, we pray and ask God to either deliver us from something or provide us with something, or even just to say thank you. But in our prayers, we are affirming that what we believe that God will do, He will do. And we earnestly believe because in our heart and in our soul, in our modesty, in our meekness, in our humbleness, we come to God and say, Lord, I need, I want, can you please deliver? Just watch over so and so and so. But the words in which we put out to Him and in the atmosphere and around us, in the believing of our minds and putting into the depths of our souls is affirming that it will be done. So if you believe in affirmations and the words that lead your life, you have to think of it that way, that we are connecting it to spirit and mind, and we are also doing with body because that is the actionable part and the role that we take in the affirmations. And let's be honest, affirmations help to improve and build on our self-esteem. But baby, if your self is not esteemed, then what are you saying them for? We can't cover words and say words aloud just to make ourselves feel good. We have to believe that in the inner of ourselves, that the words in which we say and speak out loud dictates our actions and also is implanted in our minds for us to believe and do in a world that will constantly bring us chaos and issues. The beauty in affirmations is that they are self-selected. Again, they resonate with who you are and what you're feeling at the moment right then. The more you work with your affirmation, the more the positive thinking can aid in self-improvement as they help to transform negative thoughts, loops, and patterns. Affirmations work primarily at the conscious level, whereas many of our conflicts about ourselves and our sense of adequacy are within our subconscious and unconscious mind. And to dig a little deeper, affirmations are a promising way to go about reconstructing limiting beliefs because they only require your attention and your awareness to get started. The limiting beliefs that you have about yourself, that you are not prepared enough, you are not educated enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not handsome enough, you are not equipped enough, you aren't a good parent enough, right? The things that we tell ourselves are the limiting beliefs that stop us from being just the best version of ourselves and seeing ourselves in the best capacity that we see fit. In order to make these things happen, getting into the habit of simply saying your affirmations out loud, thinking them in your head, or writing them down somewhere so that you'll see it often will slowly and surely start changing the way that you feel from the inside and out. I want to share some affirmations for you right now. I am in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. Conscious breathing is my anchor. You are loved just for being who you are, just for existing. I am successful. I am confident. I am powerful. I am strong. I am getting better and better every single day. I am an unstoppable force of nature. I'm a living, breathing example of motivation. I am living with abundance. I'm having a positive and inspiring impact on the people I come in contact with. I'm filled with focus. I am not pushed by my problems. I'm led by my dreams. I'm grateful for everything I have in my life. I am independent and I am self-sufficient. I can be whatever I want to be. I am full of energy and I am feeling fuel to tackle anything I have to do today. I choose to be happy. I'm grateful for everything and everyone I have in my life. I am worthy of love and affection. I am an intelligent individual. I am strong and confident. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at this point in my life, and no one can tell me any differently. I possess the qualities needed to be extremely successful. Creative energy surges through me and leads me to new and brilliant ideas. Happiness is a choice. I base my happiness on my own accomplishments and the blessings I've been given. My ability to conquer any challenges is limitless. My potential to succeed is infinite. I am doing the best I can with the tools available to me. There are no limits to what I can achieve. I release pain from my past and anxiety about my future. I choose to be kind to myself and others. When I put out positive energy, I get positive energy back. I am in charge of my thoughts and my feelings. I know the future has wonderful things in store for me. I uplift and empower others to be their best selves. Love who you are right now, because right now you are exactly who God created you to be. Be patient, but don't stop working hard. His promises are real and they will come in His time. I can start again. I can choose hope. I deserve unconditional love. I will treat myself with respect and grace. I am proud of myself. I will challenge negative thoughts. I will surround myself with encouraging people. It's okay if I need to rest. I am grateful for all that I have. I will speak nicely to myself daily. I am learning and growing one step at a time. I am worthy of my goals, and it's okay to ask for help. Affirmation should be grounding, not a chore to do. It should be the motivation to begin your day or the reminder to keep you going. You should ensure that the affirmations that you speak really resonate with you, that in your own environment and the beliefs you hold, that they are attainable for you right now. And when you speak these affirmations wholeheartedly, believe that these words are for you. And on the back end, ensure that you are also doing the work. Remember that you can speak loudly and boldly, but it doesn't mean that loud means good and understood. In order to make a change, one has to be the change that they want to see. So perhaps the affirmations are affirmating because you say them for a minute, then digress and move on with a negative view on yourself and the situations you face. Believing is only half the battle, but empowering yourself will get you through its entirety. When we make a conscious effort to do, we believe that it is possible. When we speak words that affirm, we do so with no limitations and allow it to guide us so that we can grow, learn, heal, love, and believe. What I speak is what I will also do, and the actions that are intertwined in my life and those in whom I love. Now, I want us to do the work, but I also want to ensure that we are being correct about how we are doing these things. We can say these things out loud that we are going to correct some things about us, and we can spew out these words that sound good to our hearts and in the moments in which we need to hear them. But if you know that you're not going to be actionable, that you're not going to deliver some form of conclusion, then this is the moment that you step back. Affirmations are only good when you want to put in the work, when it serves you with due diligence. We can't just say, "I am worthy," when you don't feel worthy. When tomorrow you'll be telling yourself that you are not worth the relationship, or not worth the love, or not worth the job. Our affirmations only work if we believe them. If we dig deep, if we repeat, if we ensure that we are mastering what it is that we're saying to each other every single day. I want you to play this episode a second time, maybe a third, and I want you to go back to the middle and catch those affirmations. If any of those have resonated with you, I want you to write them down. I want you to put them in a place in which you will see them. This can be a bathroom mirror, maybe the mirror on your dresser, the mirror on your wall, your refrigerator, in your car, maybe at your desk at work. Maybe type them into your phone so that you can go to your notes and be reminded. But affirmation should lead us to a place that we believe wholeheartedly and that we will conquer. It should not be used as a temporary placeholder for what you may feel right now. Y'all broke up, so now you're telling yourself, "I am loved." But sis, bruh, and the honesty of this conversation, you don't feel loved. And maybe that affirmation at the moment doesn't suffice because you are broken, and that's okay. So maybe the affirmation needs to be, "I will get over my broken heart." Because my dear, you are affirming your right now. You are not going to escapism in order to soothe the parts of you that are hurting. I haven't done shout outs in a while, and so I want to do some shout outs if it's okay with you. I really don't know where I ended, but I want to give a shout out to Crooked Magnolia. Thank you so much for the review. L. Will, but Versaccio, Jean Ram 77, For Her Sake, Katie D 29, Crystal Cavette, Patty Shooter, 916 Onyx, Mom Duke 66, Dio Shapit, this one is anonymous, Virtuous Right, ooh, this one, it's a long word, ZZZFHJOOGSAAJKK. Listen, I want to let you know, thank you. And Rolanda Ya, thank you so much. And thank you so much for every single person who supports me on my platforms, social media through Instagram and TikTok. And I want to put this out here as well. Y'all be careful out there in the digital world. I have had so many copied pages and people asking others to give money for readings. It is so disheartening when I have someone who reaches out to me and asks, did I ask to do a reading for them? And then I let them know that was a fake page. I don't do readings. I don't know how these scammers work, but what they do is as soon as you follow, and especially on TikTok, they'll follow back. I don't know how they track it. I don't know if they sit at their computer. I don't know how it goes, but the people are a little crazy, okay? And then on top of that, there is a Facebook page that is made. I want to alarm you guys. My Facebook page is not Season Dialogue. It is actually Lisa Marie. And all of that information is in my link, lisamarie.info. Again, it is disheartening because people are really playing on, you know, something I feel just is a healing for other people. And I'm in no manner, in no gesture, in no way will ever inbox someone and ask them for money. Goodness. Also, I want to extend this to you as well. I am so thankful for every small business who has just really poured into what I consider this ministry as well. And I am a small business owner, and so I know that you have to be the accountant, the CEO, the manager, the social media strategist. It takes a lot. And so I want to assist and help wherever possible. You can hit me up in my email, seasondialogue@gmail.com, or you can message me through TikTok and Instagram. I am would be elated to share anything on my YouTube channel, through Instagram and through TikTok, whatever suits you well. I do it for free. I'm not asking for anything. So let me know if you need some assistance and some help. And last but not least, I really, really, really graciously want to thank each and every person who supports this podcast, who has a subscription to the podcast, a reoccurring subscription, and those who have gone to lisamarie.info and just, you know, donated a dollar or two. The funds that I receive are for the mission that I want to do ongoing. And as I said earlier, I am writing a book. And so this phase of my life has just really opened up for me to do the things that I wanted to do and to share from an open heart and from a perspective that may be the same or different from yours. I am thankful. And if you haven't, please also join me on YouTube as well. The growth in that space is just crazy to me. And I am also always thankful for the words of encouragement and the words of love that each of you give to me each time that you send a message or comment on a reel. This is a space where I was afraid at one point to share, to show up and to release some things. I also want to remind you, just from an individual standpoint and point of view, that life be life and for me too, y'all. But one thing that I have learned is that I navigate differently through my problems, and I understand that even though it happens, you know, it is merely temporary, and that I have just been strong throughout my journey. And so I am readily equipped, and nothing will steer me from my way. I also want to encourage you as well in your personal journeys and anything that you face and any problems that may arise, that baby, you got this. I also want to encourage you to continue to work on you, continue to find resources and books. And if you have health insurance or just money to dive into, think about a therapist, a counselor, someone who can really provide you with sound wording and advice and help you navigate through the things that you may be suffering from. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, and it is really a terrible thing to lose as well. I am a mental health advocate. I will always be one, and I want to see everybody really come in contact with their best selves. We owe it to ourselves. The journey can be difficult, but let me tell you something, at the end, it is great for us all. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sitting in this space, and thank you for really just being who you are. I appreciate each and every single one of you, and I'm gonna sign out, y'all. Okay? Love, Lisa Marie.